podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
You have to believe that you can do something that nobody else has done. And somehow that concept has to become reality.
Somebody's got to make a play to stop this run. That last run, in fact, again, they push the pass through the first. And the pass is picked off. It's picked off by David Harris, who gets away from Brady. What a turn of events. Now being chased off by Trapper at the 10-yard line. Suddenly, the Jets defense responds, but it looks like the Patriots were ready to drive it right down the field. 37, Matt Moore.
You're listening to No Fly Zone Radio with Victor Green.
Welcome to the No Fly Zone Radio Show, all the way from across the pond. Here are your hosts, Biff Sweeney and Richard Kinley.
Hello and welcome to No Fly Zone Radio. I'm your host, Biff Sweeney, and I am returning after some time off during the year with personal reasons. So I thought I'd come on here tonight, just before the draft, as it's coming next week, to talk about my thoughts on the Jets, the draft, and some prospects. First of all, we'll start with let's say the Jets' needs. And what's the biggest needs? Well, I've listed six positions. I've listed wide receiver, offensive guard, offensive tackle, safety, defensive tackle, and quarterback. At the moment, why I've listed offensive guard and offensive tackle is that we need depth. We need depth on the offensive line, because last year we seen how decimated the offensive line got with injuries. And like that, AVT's back. He's playing in a settled position now at right guard, and he's going to play there for the year. But like that, two seasons in a row, he's actually been out with his health. The Jets also signed some quality offensive linemen during free agency. Left guard John Simpson from Baltimore, a little bit raw. He came out of Clemson, not bad, fourth round pick, but like that, played well with Baltimore. Has a bit of a cutting edge and has a mean streak about him. And I kind of think that's what the Jets need, because Tomlinson was in there, and like that, to me, came across as soft. Came across as a guy that was just picking up a check. Wasn't putting in the effort I like, and hopefully Simpson can come in to do that. The other guy is Tyron Smith, fantastic player from Dallas. This guy is an absolute stud, but like that, he's 33 years of age, and he hasn't played a full season in a long time. So also on that, he's like Paul McGrath to European soccer fans that know, and especially Aston Villa and United fans, that Paul McGrath, he didn't really train because of his knees. So the Jets are going to have to look after Smith when it comes to training throughout the season, because I can't see him lasting 17 full games plus the playoffs. Morgan Moses is another guy that they brought in through a trade. But like that, Morgan Moses and Tyron Smith, they're 33 years of age. Moses is coming back from an injury. He played through an injury last year. Like that, like Simpson, he has a bit of a cutting edge, plays hard, right tackle, 33 years of age. But behind that, the depth, that's three players I'm after naming out that, to be honest, their health reasons, age, doesn't really fill me with any confidence. And that's why I think the Jets really seriously need to look at an offensive line in the draft, and especially in the first round. If not in the first round, I hope so in the third round. or even if they trade back, pick up a guy in the second, maybe the third round. Depends on how far they trade back, because I've mentioned to a couple of guys that if the Jets trade back to inside the 15th pick, so get a top 15 pick, they're only... best to say, I'd say, is going to be a third round pick. They're not going to get a second round pick. You know, further back, they might get a second round pick. But in saying that, the Jets have, on paper, a quality offensive line for Aaron Rodgers. But, like that, health reasons, I said again, health reasons. When was the last time the Jets actually had a healthy offensive line for half a season? It's been a long, long time. But apart from that, the Jets' depth at offensive line isn't great. Warren, we don't know much about Warren. He's very raw. Wide receiver is another thing. The depth at wide receiver, you could look at it. Last season was meant to be a decent season. They brought in Lazard. I was fooled by Lazard because I thought he was going to be a good acquisition at wide receiver, number two for Wilson, but like that, he was an absolute bum at wide receiver, and he let the Jets fans down, let the Jets down, and his own team. And I wouldn't mind if the Jets actually cut him during the season, or during the off season, because I didn't like what he done and what he brought to the table and what he brought into the locker room. I just didn't like it the way he quit on his wide receiver. He quit on his quarterback, quit on the whole team, quit on the fans. The bright spark is Xavier Gibson, undrafted free agent, came in and done a really good job. Slot receiver, came on during the season, got some snaps near the end of the season. Special teams player. And we all know the league's after changing the rules with special teams, so that could be a good thing for him. But when it comes to Wilson, the Jets can't just depend on Wilson for a full season on his own. So they brought in a number two wide receiver from the Chargers, Mike Williams. But the thing is, Mike Williams, he's coming back from a bad knee injury, and he's not going to be fully ready till at least halfway through the season. So the Jets do need to bring in a player through the draft. And if you look at it, Williams is only he's only got a 1 year deal. So the Jets, to me, when they get rid of Lazard at some stage, they're going to need to have somebody to grow with Wilson, with Xavier Gibson. So to me, round three has to be a wide receiver, in my eyes. Then you look at the safety position. JD doesn't seem to he's not really big into the safety position. He likes to bring in players later on in the draft, later on picks. Ashton Davis came back, done a great job on special teams, got a few extra snaps later on in the season last season. But like that, before last season, he was kind of a bit part player. He struggled in year one, year two because of injuries. Then you look at defensive tackle. The Jets brought in a couple of players for a defensive tackle, lost a couple of players, but the main thing is they need a nose tackle. They need a nose tackle to help with their own game, because you can't be putting all on Quinnen Williams the whole time. He needs somebody beside him. So they brought in a guy from Arizona, Leaky Futu. Now, to be honest, for me, I don't know much about him, but he's supposed to be a run stopper. Then they brought in Hassan Riddick, from Philadelphia on a trade. Basically robbed the AO of Philadelphia. Lost Huff to Philadelphia. And then you look at they brought in Kinlaw, another guy that was drafted in the first round by the 49ers. Salah knows him really well, but the thing is, he came in as a raw player, had a lot of injuries, had an okay season last year. Now he's like that, another 1 year deal. So let's see what he has. They brought back Solomon Thomas. We've got Jermaine Johnson there. We've got a couple of players, but the thing is, they need depth. They need to bring in a young guy to grow with Williams. The other thing is they've got JFM. The thing is, what are they going to do with him? Are they going to run with his contract the way it is? Are they going to extend him? Are they going to trade him? So that's up in the air. And then special teams, they brought back Zerline, which is fantastic, and they brought back Morstead, fantastic. Two really good guys. So then onto the quarterback position. The Jets have, like that, Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson was told he can find a trade partner. Doesn't look like he's going to. They've got Aaron Rodgers. And then they brought in a vet, Tyrod Taylor. The thing is, with Tyrod Taylor, good vet, leadership. But the thing is, with Tyrod Taylor, he can't stay fit either. And then, like last season, we only seen Aaron Rodgers for 4 snaps. Now, let's talk about the quarterback position in the draft. We've got the top 4 guys. We've got Caleb Williams. We've got Jake Daniels, Drake May, McCarthy. And then after that, you've got Penix and Bo Nix. They're the top 6 guys. Now, for me, I'm a big fan of Bo Nix. He's, you know, he's a proven winner. He faced some tough times in college with Auburn, and then went to Oregon, and like that, proved himself at Oregon, pushed Oregon on, and then like that, he's accurate. And the thing is with the media, and that the claim he's got, he doesn't have a strong arm. To me, he's got a decent arm. Reminds me of Rivers. I'm not sold on JJ McCarthy. The guy needs to sit, and he needs to probably sit for 2 to 3 years. Like, he actually probably needs what Love got in Green Bay. Then you have Drake May. Drake May, big guy, not so accurate in the last year. You've got Daniels. Daniels, like that, some say he doesn't have a big arm. He's got a decent enough arm. He's fast, but he's very skinny. Proved himself at LSU. Then you've got Caleb Williams. He's going to be the number one pick. So after that, you've got Rattler, you've got Pratt, you've got Travis, you've got Milton, Hartman, Leary, you've got Carter Bradley from South Alabama, and then the other name I'll name, and he's been brought in by the Jets from Sanford, is Michael Hyers. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Now, at the moment, I know some people are fans of Rattler. I'm not a fan of Rattler. I don't like smaller quarterbacks. I didn't like him at Oklahoma. He didn't do much for me at South Carolina. I know he had a lesser team, but like that, he just doesn't do it for me. Travis, he was a bit inconsistent. 6'1". He likes, for me, to run a bit too much compared to staying in the pocket and throwing the ball. But he did prove himself at Florida State. But Devin O'Leary, Kentucky, he's had his injury problems as well. But I like him. He's a hard-nosed player, 6'1", decent enough arm. He's very brave. I like him. Then we've got Michael Pratt. Now, the thing is with Michael Pratt, he's been linked to the Jets big time in the last 2 months. And recently, he's been linked an awful lot. Jets had him at the Senior Bowl, so they had a good look at him. They're bringing him in for a visit. So they're doing their homework on him. Guy's accurate. He can run. He can stand in the paw. He's clever. He's a senior, and like that, he's plenty of games. He's had his troubles at Tulane as well because of an injury, so he's faced a bit of adversity as well. And then you've got Joe Milton, and Joe Milton is the kind of maverick of this group because he's big, huge hands, absolute monster of an arm. But some say he's not accurate. I watched him against Alabama, and he tore Alabama apart. And the only thing that let him down was he didn't have any wide receivers or any weapons to throw the ball to because they kept dropping the ball. If you look at it, at halftime, they were leading because of him, but they could have been way ahead because their wide receivers wouldn't stop dropping the ball. But like that, if you brought in Joe Milton later on in the draft and you set him behind two proven vets, that they could really, really work on him in 2 years and mold him into a quarterback that could actually hit the ground running in 2 years. So there's, with Joe Milton, he could come in, he could sink or he could swim. So who knows? But like that, if it costs a 6th round pick, what about? You're bringing him in to have him a look at for 2 years. He could end up being your backup, a cheap backup then. So who knows? Let's have a look at the offensive tackles that I like in round more. One, sorry. Joe Ault, he's going to be gone, so let's not really talk much about Joe Ault, even though he's my number one offensive lineman. My number two guy would be Fashanu from Penn State. A little bit raw, but like that, reminds me of the Brickshaw Ferguson. And the Brickshaw wasn't the meanest of offensive linemen, but the guy was fierce. It was fierce hard to get around him with his quarterback protection. You've got Fatano. Some say he's small, that he's better off being a guard, but like that, could play a guard, could play right tackle, right left tackle. He's got long, long arms. He's got actually longer arms than Joe Ault. So then you've got J.C. Latham, right tackle, massive. But like that, he's got weight problems. And then you look at down through the years, Alabama, offensive tackles that come out, a lot of them don't kick on. They turn into busts. Then you've got Amarius Mims. I'm very worried about him because he is long, but he's got very, very little tape, very, very small amount of snaps in college. Then you've got Tyler Guyton. I actually like Tyler Guyton. I know he's only a one-year wonder at Oklahoma. Went to the Senior Bowl, had a rough kind of first day, but after that, Joe Douglas likes his pick guys, and like that, he could be there in round 3, round 4. And then the last one I'm going to name is Javon Foster. Massive guy. I really like this guy. And if the Jets want to bring in a guy that can actually play right guard, left guard, right tackle for depth in the 3rd or 4th round, I jump at him. Absolute jump at him. Right, let's have a talk about the wide receivers. You've got Marvin Jones Jr. Guy's not going to be there. Malik Nabers probably won't be there. Very, very fast guy. Kind of reminds me of Wilson, but faster. You've got Roman Odunze, a guy I really like, and he's my number one pick at pick 10 if he's available. You've got Brian Thomas Jr., another fast guy. You've got Adonai Mitchell. You've got Ladd McConkey, Xavier Worthy. You've got Coleman. You've got Pearsall. You've got Roman Wilson. You've got Xavier Lega. You've got Malachi Curley. Jalen Polk. Devontae Walker that has was at the Senior Bowl and dropped a lot of passes, and I absolutely hate lads that drop passes. And he's got a visit with the Jets. You've got Burton, which very inconsistent. You've got Javon Baker from UCF. I like this guy. You've got Malik Washington that's been leaked to the Jets. You've got Brendan Rice was at the Senior Bowl and like that in the Senior Bowl. Looked like an absolute... Looked really tough playing wide receiver. Very aggressive. He's got a visit with the Jets as well. So guys, I actually really like... I like Odunze. I don't mind Brian Thomas, but like that, he's raw. He's a one-year wonder. You've got Adonai Mitchell, but the problem is with Adonai Mitchell, he takes plays off. He doesn't play hard the whole time, and he's not the type of player to come into the Jets if he's going to be like that. You've got Len McConkey. Do we need another slot guy? I'm not sure. And I'll tell you why in a minute. And you've got Trey Franklin, had a few drops this year, but the problem is with Franklin is hands. Keon Coleman, not the fastest, but massive. Ricky Pearsall, absolute. You know, he reminds me of Decker. When we had Decker, Decker was absolutely brilliant in the slot. Now, he reminds me of a much faster, a quicker Decker. Then you've got Xavier Leggett, guy one year wonder again, massive guy. Plays special teams. Reminds me of Anunua, a guy we had like that, couldn't stay healthy, but a beast. Right, what's my thoughts on in round one with the Jets and a pick 10? Well, as I said, Odunze is my number one guy. And then after that, I'm kind of split between Fashanu and Brock Bowers. Now, the Jets are after having Brock Bowers in. He actually met Aaron Rodgers as well, met some of the players, and the Jets went and launched their new jerseys, their new kits, which I really, really like. I prefer them than the other ones. I wasn't too gone on the other ones, but for me, I like them. I like the black, I like the white, I like the green. I have one of the green ones from back in the 80s upstairs hanging up, and that's the one I bring to most of my games that I go to, or anything I go to with American football. The other thing is, I was actually hoping, instead of the black one, I was hoping for kind of a gum barrel grey kind of colour, because it's the Jets, fighter Jets. I thought grey would have been nicer. Right, could the Jets trade back? Now, I don't think trade partner is going to be there with Minnesota, because I think Minnesota is going to trade with either the Chargers or New England. Then you've got Denver. Denver don't have a second round pick. Moving back two picks, I'd take the third round in a heartbeat and move back. And then you've got Las Vegas. I'm not sure if they move up. If New Orleans moves up, it's for maybe Fashanu. And then Indianapolis, who are they going to move up to? I'm not sure, maybe an edge guy. So, with them 15, if the Jets trade back within them 15, I actually think they can get Brock Bowers. They can get an offensive lineman. What would I do if I traded back with, let's say, Indianapolis? Got a third round pick. I'd pick Brock Bowers. If the Jets are sticking at 10, like that, I'll list them my top three. Fashanu, Odunze, Brock Bowers. Odunze is my number one pick. Right, so before we finish up, I'm going to do a bit of a draft. Now, I'm going to do it on NFL Mock Draft Database Simulator. Okay. And let's start. Right, to start off with, the top three quarterbacks went. You've got May, you've got Daniels, you've got Williams. And then Harrison went. Odunze went. the cornerback Mitchell went, you've got Brian Thomas went, and you've got Latu. Now, to me, that's unrealistic. Where I don't think Nabers is going to be there. So in this draft, I'm going to be realistic on who I think is going to be there. I think Brock Bowers is going to be there, Odunze is going to be there, and I think Fashion will be there. Odunze might not be there, so I'm going to go with Brock Bowers. Why I'm going to go with Brock Bowers is with Aaron Rodgers playing across the middle of the field. He doesn't really have anybody, and he's got great hands. He's got great... he's very athletic. He's a player. I know an awful lot of people, and it worries me, tight ends, but I think he's a bit more than a tight end. You look in the last 10 years, tight ends that come out in round one, they don't really make a difference in the pass game. They make more of a difference in the block game, and like OJ Howard, I was a big fan of him coming out, but like that didn't make an impact like what Brock Bowers did. So round three, the Jets are on the clock. Because I picked Brock Bowers, I'm going to go offensive line. I'm going to go offensive tackle. Now, who's available for me? There's not much available for me. So I'm going to go with... it's a tough one. I'm going to go with Don Calvis from Pitt. He's going to come in as could be your swing tackle, could be your backup tackle, and then he can go toe-to-toe with Warren. Round four, and this is where I think the Jets are going to look at quarterback. And I think it's going to be, because he's been linked so much and they've done some lot of work on him, is Michael Pratt. And I think he actually suits the Jets. After that, I kind of want to go offensive line again because of the depth. Because I really, in the last two seasons, I don't really trust AVT, so I'm going to go with Zach Center. And why I'm going to go with Zach Center as well is because AVT health, and the other thing is he's coming up to a contract year, so who knows, are the Jets, if he's going to have another bit par season this season with health, can the Jets afford to give him a monster contract? I'm not sure. So Zach Center. With my sixth round pick, I'm going to go with wide receiver from Tulane, Jaquan Jackson. Michael Pratt knows him. Michael Pratt can grow with him, and like that, he's decent enough. So we've got Brock Bowers that can help in the pass game. We've got Wilson. We've got Xavier Gibson. We've got Mike Williams to come back from injury. We've got Jackson. So not too bad. So let's look for a little bit of depth. Right, with the second last pick of the draft, I'm going to go with Auburn defensive lineman Marcus Harris. And then I'm going to pick cornerback. I'm going to go Ryan Watts from Texas, just for a little bit of depth. Now, the other thing is, before I finish up, when it comes to the Jets and going into roster building for next season, I'm not sure they're going to go with all the picks. For me, honestly, if you look at round seven, how many players kick on from round seven? There's very, very, very seldom you get some players to kick on. I know the 49ers had Mr. Irrelevant and the last pick of the draft and done really well for them. But like that, it's like he's a unicorn. Like Tom Brady, another guy that was it fifth round or something like that. Anyway, for the Jets, for me, if they like a player in round five, I'd trade them two picks away in round seven, even round six, just to get up, get a player, even to play special teams, a little bit of depth. So, anyway, guys, podcast, just some thoughts, some rumours if I hear any, and let you know what I think going into the draft next week. I'll do a mock draft and players that I'd like, that I actually think realistically the Jets could pick. Because when it comes to, I know an awful lot of people do mock drafts, but they do an awful lot do mock drafts to suit themselves. And when they're doing mock drafts, they don't kind of think realistically who could be there and who the Jets could target. So, guys, I'm going to leave it there with that, and it's slowing for me, and I'll catch you later. Sports Social Podcast Network.